Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Oh, that's a bad little bitch, what she on?
Yeah.
Do she like to party? She a bad little bitch, and she grown like the party. Getting to the money, reload, she be on Molly. They don't really like to smoke weed, she drink Bacardi. Say she never get to have fun. Bitch, she grown like a party. Getting to the money reload, she be off Molly. She don't really like to smoke weed, she just Bacardi. Say she never get to have fun till I left party. I be turned up in a party. Backwoods smoke, got my section foggy. That means got my neck frosty. Smoking on exotic, I keep coughing. I'm a stoner. Let a nigga try me in this bitch and he a goner. Yeah, I pop him like a soda. Keep a smile on my face like the Joker. Do she like the party? Her man is insecure, ooh, I'm sorry. Nah. All that ass, I know you got it from your mama. You is not a window shopper, you need Prada. Louis on your feet, Birkin full of commas. Let's take a break from the drama. I ain't no simp, but you can have a couple dollars. She a bad little bitch and she grown, she like to party. Getting to the money reload, she be off Molly. She don't really like to smoke weed, she drink Bacardi. Say she never get to have fun. Bad little bitch and she grown. Getting to the money reload. She don't really like to smoke weed. Say she never get to have fun. It be hard to keep these bitches off me. Remember when they wouldn't wanna talk to me. It's like everything came now. Hey, they can tell I'm getting paid now. Hey, they be staring at my chains now. Bust down so much water, look like waves now. Please don't ask me what it cost me. You gon' have to lose your life to get it. That little bitch, she grown. She be getting to the money reload. Oh, she don't really like to smoke weed. Bitch, she grown, she like to party. Getting to the money reload, she be off Molly. She don't really like to smoke weed, she drink Bacardi. Say she never get to have fun, tonight is party. LB, nigga, this is just the EP, really. Like, I really ain't even dropped no mixtape, no none yet, nigga. This is my second EP, get a rock star too. We about to go crazy seeing me in this bitch. She like to party. Gang in this bitch, we going gnarly.
Out there on the West Coast, 903 here in the A. What's good? It's the Social Lab, T. Muhammad Radio. LME Tucci is the name of the artist. That song was called Party. Yo, one of my favorites right now and happens to be one of my favorite artists and people. This guy handles business like nobody's business. You all know what we do here. We bring you the best of the best. People who making moves, positive people, places, and things right here inside the Social Lab, TM Hyman. Listen, Clubhouse has been that thing that I have shared with you guys for a minute. I actually have a few new invites. If you need an invite or two, I might be able to help you. Hit me up. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's the number you can dial tonight to chime in and to talk to our guests. But first, we'll go to the other side of the ATL, where she's a little tired. You've been grinding all day. All praise to the queens who be grinding, holding it down. Hot chocolate on the other side of the city. What's cracking?
Grand rising in the evening time to you, a la Madam Boston style, and hello, TM Hyman Radio family. Yes, thank you, my king, us queens, single queens especially, have to do what we have to do. So.
have to do what you have to do. Hey, and we hold you down and support you because of it. You know what I'm saying? A few more days left in the month. Happy Women's Month. Shout out to all the queens all over the country. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate what you do. I'm going to bring our guest right into the conversation, because when you talk about kings and queens, it's really like his salutations. Like probably he probably says king and queens when he running his clubhouse responsibilities, you know, about 100 times, you know, every 15 minutes, because that's how he refers to people. And you guys know that queen, that king and queen thing is big even for us. How you greet yourself, how you refer to one another, the power of the tongue is serious business. And so I welcome our guest tonight, LME Tucci, who I'm going to call, listen, I'm a lot of people's mentor. I do a lot of mentoring, Tucci, but I'm going to call you like my mentor, bro. I'm proud to say it. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, I sit, I listen, I observe, I watch. I've seen you evolve. You know, I've seen you, you know what I'm saying? Like respond to celebrity almost. And so before I go any further, I certainly give you mad respect, bro, because you young. You probably could be my son, Tucci, because I started having sex real early. You know what I'm saying? So you probably could be my son, but I'm saying I'm still proud to say that regardless of your age, bro, for the moves that you make it in these streets, like you're mentoring me when it comes to social media and the things that you need to do, consistency, accountability. And so I'm gonna pause and let you officially introduce yourself to, you know, folks all over the world. We got people listening in Iraq on Navy bases, you know what I'm saying, Baghdad. they listening. Introduce yourself, bro. Thanks for
I really appreciate that, man. I appreciate you, Hyman, Mr. Hyman. And as I've grown and I see you and we've built our bond in a room on Clubhouse, overall just watching you grow, your platform and the social lab, I'm learning a lot too, and I'm learning how to move in a professional manner and grow as well. So the fact that you look at me in that manner, I appreciate that, and that means a lot to me, man, for real. I just want to let you know that. And it's LME Tucci to the world, everyone listening. This is LME Tucci. I'm a professional music artist affiliated with Empire. I'm a professional content creator. And what I specialize in, I think, is just helping people find themselves through social media. Wherever they want to grow or build their platform, I think I can give them the tools mentally and physically to execute on them goals, and that's something that I'm proud of, but beyond being a music artist and stuff like that, and I'm gauging more towards that. And that's where I met Tim on social media, and we've grown a lot and learned together, and we're going to keep going. But I appreciate this opportunity. I'm from the Bay Area, you feel me? I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. I'm residing out of the Bay Area with my music, and I'm 27. I just turned 27. I'm just growing. I started music when I was 25, and it's moving rapidly for me. It's moving rapidly, and I'm just staying focused, and I'm handling my business. So that's who I am for real.
Man, you're doing more than handling your business, Tucci. You know what I'm saying, bro? First of all, you're a dope ass artist. You know, when I first stumbled upon you on Clubhouse and really fell into and started to really get into the elites room and the whole vibe of the elites, bro, I mean, I realized, man, this is a completely different type of flow, because every room on Clubhouse clearly got a flow. You know, you got some high power rooms if you're really trying to, you know, get some strategy, you know, grow your business. If you want to go hang out, you know what I'm saying, get tips all day, you can go to anybody's room. But if you really want to vibe out and grow and move at your own pace and not feel no pressure and feel, you know, really like protected, bro, which is why I can actually refer to you as a mentor. You know what I'm saying? Because a mentor in my mind is a guide. is a coach, is a protector, somebody who going, you know, not let nobody hurt you, but they not afraid to push you out there as well. And so that's what the stage is. You know, the people be scared to come on stage, right? But
yeah,
you make it so easy for people. You know, you have hundreds and hundreds of people in a room at one time. So you doing more than just handling your business, bro. You leading people, which is why I have no problem supporting you and the people in the room, because leadership is real for me. You know what I'm saying? I take leadership seriously, so I listen a lot. Just like tonight, you know, you shut it down and was like, pause. Listen, let me just tell you the real. Let me just tell you how it is. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes people got to hear that. And, you know, I kind of went there and had to pull myself together out of respect for you one time, maybe a couple days ago. It was like some political talk going on in the room. And we went down a path, you know, where, you know, for me, it could have been some truth in the history that was being provided, right, about the president and the status of the president. But you can't just throw out information without putting it in context for young people, because what you're really saying in that statement is that the vote doesn't matter. And if the vote doesn't matter, then why are you asking us to come in here and vote for you?
Well, exactly. It's like a false intention. So now we want to make sure we're gazing on the purity of what your intentions are, because now
But I didn't want to go down that path out of respect for you, right? Because it's not my house. But I went into that same mode that you go in with, like, wait a minute now. Some people in the room could take that completely the wrong way. So that's why I kind of went out there like, well, what do you mean that our vote doesn't matter? And he quickly came back like, no, that's not what I'm saying. Well, guess what? If you're saying it's a fake president, then you saying something is wrong. Tell us what's wrong.
Exactly.
And not just call something out. You know what I'm saying? That's what I respect about you, my brother. That's what I respect about you. You protect your house. You protect your crew. And what you talked about tonight as far as just, you know, somebody in your house not being handled properly, people need to understand that. But at the same time, we're in a public place on a public app, and you got to know who you're dealing with, because it's fraud.
Exactly.
People who straight cap. See, listen, they cap in their regular life. So they definitely don't have no problem capping on the app.
This app will be more to their advantage to cap some more.
Yeah. So you've been on Clubhouse way more than me. For people who have no idea what we're talking about right now, tell my audience a little bit more about Clubhouse and how you came on the app and what you did to create the elites.
I think it might be April. I started in January on a Clubhouse app. And basically, for who don't know what the app is, it's basically an app created to build a platform for influencers to brand themselves, promote themselves, or actually network. Just a free space where people could network through phone and not be seen, or accountable space for people. That's what the intentions of the app was. But as I've learned and I've got on the app, you know, worked my way through the app, gauged through other rooms, like TM said, basically the app is being utilized for other reasons, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are false, as we say, no cap, you feel me, they capping. They're false about what they're saying. They're providing services that they can't truly provide, but they're just looking to monetize those false services. So that's what we call scams. A lot of people are taking advantage of the attention. And on this app, you do have the ability to reach a celebrity status and a popularity where you have to hone in and engage a lot of people and work with them on a daily basis, and you're going to be in a position where you're going to be very highlighted, what they call popular for real. You're going to be seen a lot. You're going to be asked of. People are going to be DMing you. People are going to want to do this with you or ask you to go here and come here. But once you lose salt, once you lose track of that, get lost in the sauce, then that's when you start losing who you are. And I think a lot of people on the app are starting to lose who they are or who they truly was before this app. And that's what I want to make sure I didn't do. So what I did was I filtered out the good and the bad. the good things from some rooms, the bad things from some rooms. What I specialize in and what I do is help people. I'm a good speaker. I'm good at taming energy or put my foot down and executing on whatever the mission statement is that I want to get done. So for the Clubhouse Elites, our mission statement was, shit, we want to create a free space where people can come and network as entrepreneurs or business owners or whatever they are and come here as influencers and create a network in a free space where they don't have to worry about people lying to them or taking advantage of their money or even monetizing anything, where they can just come and not think about paying nothing and just grow for free. And I think that was one thing that people lost track of. So once I engaged into that and I applied it, it worked, and we're growing it at the moment. And we'll basically just create a free space every day for people to come and be themselves, get enlightened about life, get enlightened about social media. A lot of people our age range is big. So from 17 to 56 people is in the room. So we want to make sure that everybody understands social media, have seminars, and we just help people grow. And that's really what I do on Clubhouse, but I also do that in real life as a person. I just bring it to club, man. That's all.
LME Tunji, as an artist, you mentioned that you've been in the industry for about 2 or 3 years. And you also mentioned Empire. Is that Empire the musical series on that was on television?
Empire, the affiliation on the West Coast. So it'll be the record label, Empire. So Ghazi.
Okay.
It's more like I don't want to say a record label, but more like a publisher, someone who's going to help promote you and grow with you, kind of like a partnership deal. But that's something that Empire specializes in the industry, and that's what I'm working with right now.
Okay. Gotcha. Understood.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just tapped into the show. It is 6:16 out there on the West Coast, 9:16 here in the ATL. Our special guest tonight, LME Tunji, has pulled up. Plus, we're going to talk about the whole craziness behind Lil Nas X later in the show. You are in tune to the Social Act. Tunji, were you about to say something, brother?
No, I just want to even for anyone who does utilize Clubhouse listening, I came on Clubhouse thinking I want to grow my music. Everyone want to grow fan base and everything like that. But I think I came on Clubhouse just wanting to present who I am, like besides the music. And I think that worked. And then that gauged everyone to my music and grew me, accelerated my growth. Faster when I presented who I am, more than, hey, listen to my song, or hey, you think you could follow me and subscribe to my YouTube. I just sat in there and I gave people who I was, my intentions, my goals, and I think that just, you know, trickled on down to my music. And I think that's what a lot of people need to start gauging on is we are chasing things in life as people. We do have goals, but we have to bag back so much from presenting our goals in life so much and start presenting ourselves again, who we are, what our name is, what we like to do, what our hobbies are, stuff like that, instead of what we're chasing. Right. And I think that's one thing people are missing on Clubhouse, for sure.
No, I totally agree with you, bro. I totally agree. Like, we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. It's because we should do more listening, double the listen than we do the talking. And I think Clubhouse is such a tool, such a platform, right, that has given a lot of bored people an opportunity to sit around and lie about their shit for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
you
know,
go. I like that.
It's important to listen. Because it's saturated right now. You know, it's saturated. We certainly got to slow down and pay attention. We certainly chasing, I think, a dream that a lot of successful people would tell you doesn't really exist, right?
There
I mean,
go.
All of
there
us,
you,
you know, I think we say we all want $1 million, right? I can tell you that after earning $1 million, it's like, then what? If you even realize that you actually have made $1 million, unless it's a
Facts.
Deal or something, right? Because you can make a million, you can sign a contract for a $1 million deal and at the end of the day, still not walk away with nothing but $299,000 out of that $1 million deal. You know what I'm saying? So
easily,
it's usually like, how do you really, brother? I mean, because at the end of the day, for those of us who've made some money in our lives, you know what I'm saying? You can sit back and listen to other people talk about what they're doing, and you know, you just sit back and listen to other people talk about what they're doing. Because, I mean, it's levels to it. And you respect the fact that it's levels to it, bro. I respect you so much. And, again, I could call you my mentor, right, because you on that level where you don't mind telling people no. You don't mind calling people out. At the end of the day, it's a free platform. You say it all day, every day. This is a free platform, free stage. But at the end of the day, this is not everything goes. Where does that come from, bro? Where does that come from?
As soon as
you hear free, people kind of lose morals. Yeah, where did that come from?
And me personally, I feel like through the app, I know it definitely comes from, you know, the energy of the other rooms and people gaining tensions that they usually wouldn't have had, but now they think that's the flow of the app. So, you know, they come into other rooms with those energies. But I think in life, though, it come from just like when we talk about in the room that one day, cognitive dissonance, what you see around you, how you filter it. So what you take in as a sponge or soak it, and then what you go ahead and just squeeze and let drip out. Because a lot of these people are saying things that they know aren't right. It's the culture, so they're going to vibe with it. And we can see a lot of people that's not themselves or acting in a manner that's not themselves, but as soon as they get off of Clubhouse, they're a whole different person. Or as soon as they get on Clubhouse, they're on. You know what I mean? So it's just the fact that they're just taking the inch and they're running with a mile. Like mom used to say, I gave you an inch, now you're taking a mile. That's all it is. You say it's a free space. So I see why it's a lot of muted rooms or silent engagement rooms. There are silver linings to those things. It ain't just people have bad intentions. They just want to filter out the efforts that it takes to gauge and moderate people who think that this is a free-for-all space. But I think we have the ability, people like me and TM, we have the ability to gauge those rooms and control it when we put our foot down right away and cut off any slippery slope, then the vibes can start. But a lot of people in life don't have that ability. Or they do, they just don't execute it, you know?
You do it well, bro. And when I was asking where did it come from, I was really asking where does, like, your ability to have that no nonsense, but at the same time apply grace. Like, you know, nonsense, you protect your circle, but at the same time, I've seen you apply grace in situations where people were straight trolling. Like, where does that come from?
I think it's just my foster system. The foster system, the cognitive dissonance, learning, being in different homes, talking to different caseworkers, people handling me differently, some people being aggressive about what they're saying. Your mom was a drug addict. She couldn't handle you, and she had to get rid of you. Or your mom is going through some things right now. She's trying to figure it out. Your mom's still a great person. She loves you. Those different ways of managing me as a person, I've gauged and I learned going, okay, I see how all these people are managing me. I understand the situation. I know I'm only 9. I know why I'm in the foster system. And I know that my family, I knew everything. But as I learned and watched people handle me as if I didn't, it taught me how to handle people who don't know things. Sometimes you got to be hard on somebody. Sometimes you got to be soft. You got to explain it in an analogy that might be more relatable to them, or you might have to be more direct. So as I grew, and I learned from all these homes and different parents and moms and dads and caseworkers, it built me as a person, but also to bounce back and how to present myself to others and help people, because that's how you help people, by being patient with them, but also understanding this is who you are. I know who you are, and I might not know who you are as a person, your name, your social security, and all that, but I know your mindset. By as soon as you open your mouth, I know your mindset. So now let me work with you from your mindset and not my mindset, because it might be too aggressive, or it might be too fast, or it might be too slow. So I just gauge off the person after I hear them speak, and then I work with them from there. You feel me? And then I collectively bring it together as a room and set the tone, and then everybody operate that way.
It has certainly set the tone, and it has set an example, I think, for a lot of people who would normally just curse people out, right, or, you know, push them to the bottom, per se. you know, push them to the bottom, you know, throw them in the dirt, you know, how some rooms do. But you take a completely different approach, man. And again, it has made me, you know, pay attention. It has made me respect you a whole lot, man. Your whole story to me is just a story of resilience, right? And you just mentioned the foster system, but you're also a proud college graduate. Talk to us about the struggle of just that, what you mentioned, right? I mean, you talked about a drug environment. You talked about foster, you know, care. Those are challenges, which is why I refer and see resilience, right, in you, and I hear it and I understand it. Talk to us about navigating through that environment.
Yeah, I think
graduate from college.
The best source I can say, and I know it sounds cliche, but school really like less education. Though. We ain't gonna talk about the education side. School really gave me a routine. It gave me something to look forward to. It gave me something to depend on, but also bank off of. I know I got school Monday through Friday. No matter what y'all telling me, I know the government is running school Monday through Friday. So I found a way to embrace school and not really focus on math and homework and all that stuff, but what I could find out of school, the people I could find from school, being an athlete, knowing that, okay, I'm in a situation, but if I go to school every day and I play football, I could be out of my situation by myself. I can help my own self get out of this situation. I don't need nobody, but I got to go to school. So I think I just made sure I focused on school. And when I wasn't having them good days or I wasn't comfortable in them homes, I just made sure, shit, if I'm not having a good day, it's only 5 o'clock, but I'm about to go to sleep so I can go to school in the morning and get away from this environment for at least 6 hours and just gauge on, okay, you're an athlete, so maybe – you might not have the funds to go to college, but if you play football and work your ass off, then you will have the funds. So school, really like school. And then once I got to college and I started embracing football, I start falling away from school. I'm like, damn, I'm only here to play football. When football not going good, I'm not even focused on school. So I had to remember why I got to where I was, and I focused back in. I knew I was at college for a reason. And told myself that if you don't focus on class, then you might as well not play football. Football taken away from your class. So I stopped playing football, and I stayed in class, and I just found another source of a dream or somewhere I could accomplish something, and it was music. So that's when I started. So recent, but I felt like music, I could tell my story. I could reach a lot of people rather than show my talent and gain support from my talent. I can gain support from my story. So I'm like, I'm going to do this and be real and present myself in a way that people can't resist who I am as a person, because it's just real. So that's what I'm on right now. That's my process. That's where I'm at.
That's dope, bro.
Congrats, bro. When I say story of resilience, y'all hear me? Y'all feel me? You understand?
Yep. For sure. Like, there's no way that you can't respect that grind just to be able to realize that, because at that age, you know, most young people are getting caught up, especially in a college environment, in that party, you know, party, or not even necessarily the party, just every other distraction.
Absolutely.
And you were able to refocus that and realize that wasn't going to get you where you needed to be. It wasn't going to help you achieve your overall goal and objective.
It's hard when we're 18 and 19, but I feel like my football coach used to say, why would you come into the school and pay tuition? Because you're locked in with your tuition if you're a freshman or junior. But if you leave this school, you still will have tuition, but no paperwork to show you was in school. So you might just finish this out, struggle it through. You struggle for 4 years and then succeed for the next 60. Or go ahead and have fun for 4 years and struggle for the next 60. You choose. And I think I just chose the latter, you feel me? And just chose go ahead and struggle, sacrifice, or complain. You're growing. So we feel like we're in school and it's boring and we're not growing, but we're growing as people. So just go ahead and go through that mindset. Struggle, as he said, for them 4 years. Get your degree, but then now you can be in a position to help and do interviews with Mr. Tim and others and show who you are because you took them 4 years of struggling instead of that 4 years of fun.
No doubt. If you just tuned into the show, ladies and gentlemen, it is 9:29 on the East Coast, 6:29 on the West Coast. LME Tochi is our special guest tonight. And, man, we are lit up in this joint. Y'all heard Party at the top of the show. If you have not, go back and check it out. But you know what? Before we go any further, LME, drop your social on the people so they can check you out right now. Because you lit on YouTube.
Everybody, if you follow me on YouTube, just subscribe and like, you know, a couple of videos and get my attention so I can go ahead and subscribe back and show y'all some love and engage back. That's what I'm going to say this a lot. If y'all hear me, as an artist or come to Clubhouse, engagement following up is important. So when I tell y'all these socials, don't just follow me. Follow up, DM me, let me know who you is, and we can build a partnership. You feel me? So on YouTube, if you go to Instagram, it's LME Tochi as well. And then you can Google me. It's everywhere, LME Tochi. So LME_Tochi, and it's going to pop up, and then you'll be able to engage with me, and we can get it popping from there.
You on IG, folks? I don't know if you're on. Are you on Twitter, LME?
Yeah, I just started Twitter last month and TikTok. I was one of them artists that took it. I'm young, but I learned from the OGs with this music. So I took it the other way. I ain't go straight to social media and present my songs. I went to the streets. I passed out cards. I rapped to people. I just put my foot in all the doors I could, and then I came to social media. So now that I'm here on social media, I'm already connected and plugged in because I did my footwork. So I just operated backwards. You feel me?
You really hit the street.
And I think a lot of us lose track of that. Like,
this guy.
Go stream my music or go share my songs or follow me on Instagram, but they forget the footwork. And then now you just have a bunch of social media support, but you don't know anyone who can actually connect you, or you haven't built your network. And that's the most important before you even drop a song. Have a network.
That you literally network with, though, people that you literally.
Right, not just have a network sitting there.
With.
There we go.
Right.
Yep.
People who will literally buy your music, who will come to your shows. Like, you don't want to buy a whole bunch of people who you don't know, don't know you. They just sitting there watching you. They not even going to like your post. Get out of here. We don't
literally.
Want that. You know what I'm saying? We talking real organic engagements. That's what LME and
people who heard your voice,
whole crew
know your story,
no
who seen you wear the same pair of jeans, who seen your grind, people who know what you look like when your dreads ain't done, people who know who you are as a person rather than a celebrity. People,
real,
they might not like the song that you made yesterday, but they still gonna buy it because they know the person you are and the support that you need to get to where you gotta go, and they're gonna support you because they know you rather than your music.
Relationships, folks. Special guest tonight, LME Tochi. Now, I'm going to get real gutter on y'all right now because, yo, like, you did a freestyle that, like, I was like, oh, this is lit. Man, and you know, it's a little explicit, but I don't think it's so explicit that we can't play it right here. Hey, folks, this is a freestyle that I had to play. We gonna run it up.
It's
Young M.A., Young M.A., Big LME. It's the social lab. Check it out. I vibe with this.
Shout out to Social Lab, man.
Pop a pill when I wake up. Bitch, you only cute when you wear makeup. 20 bands, money dance, I can stay for. Bosses take L's, never pay cuts. Dripping like some Jamba Juice. I hope she waterproof. Cookies got me on the moon. I need a parachute. If you ain't making money moves, I don't compare to you. Fear to me does not exist, so I'm not scared of you. They say that they savage, but we savage too. Catch a op, lack and get a bracken too. Hoes wanna fuck me, I'm with action too. If my baby mama like her, then she smashing too. Focus mode.
I'm reaching goals. Just had a baby. I'm getting old. My life a dream. It's like a movie scene. I started little leagues, then I made a pro. Ooh, look, that's that big drip, big guns, bullets for life, fish sticks. A little nigga had to take a big risk. It's big lit, cause now I'm on some big shit. Check me, look, I said sauce it up. Roll a backwood, then spark it up. If her pussy good, I'ma scarf it up. And she gon' eat the dick until she barf it up. Gang, gang in this bitch, please don't start them up. When they ride for me, you can't park them up. You get it? I said. When they ride for me, you can't park them up. Niggas get to slide. Niggas get to die. When my niggas get to ride. 223s, nigga. If they hit you, you ain't coming back. All my niggas really fly and have you run a track. Down move where all of my bloodies at. Probably hit your baby mama, have her coming back. Hit little shorty from the back, she be loving that. Yo, suck a dummy, dummy dodger. Look, these niggas be out of pocket. Look, rapping is their only option. Check me. If you ain't finished school, homie, you ain't popping. Her booty and that fashion over got me watching. Mixtape coming soon, can't nobody stop me. I'ma buy a mansion, I'ma buy Bugattis. Yes, they gon' ride this way bigger than tsunamis. Ooh, that's that big drip, big guns. My bullets look like fish sticks. A little nigga, I had to take a big risk. It's big lit, cause now I'm on some big shit. Columbus, Ohio, 614 Eastside, Oakland, nigga. Hagenberger, nigga, which is Lockwood, nigga. 68th Street, all the way to 98th Street, nigga. We be gassing shit on my mama. Let's get it. Hey. Said I'm Stockton, nigga, Northside Polos. You know what it is, little country nigga. I'm on my shit, though. Is that let me? Hey.
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 Hey, LME Tootsie with us tonight up in here, the social lab.
Hey, I appreciate y'all.
Come on now. Why? You ain't had to do that.
And I got hit over a little, you know, I said, let them know. I can still rap, though. I can still rap.
You ain't even have to do them like that, boy.
No doubt. Listen. This is a dynamic creator. He's a leader. He's an artist. I mean, clearly an entrepreneur. The CEO of Clubhouse Elites. He's a friend. I mean, clearly.
Definitely.
Listen,
most
but,
definitely.
But this dude is also a father. You know, and I mean, I mean, how old is your baby, bro?
She's going to be, May 9th, she'll be 2 years old. Little mama.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
My print, yeah.
Right. How is fatherhood treating you, brother?
I think it's a blessing. I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of scared, you know, when you the day I walked the stage actually at 4 o'clock that morning. I got on a flight to Oakland, and it was just a new state, being California, and I was by myself, and I ain't had much money, but I knew I had a dream, so I was gonna grind. But months later, well, I met a female, and you know, after that, she told me she was pregnant. I was scared. I'm like, oh. I honestly was like, this is about to be in the way of my dreams. I messed up. I made a mistake. You know, stuff like that. But I sat back and I gazed about, like, what the reason was. And I'm like, God, this is a reason. Like, this is a reason for what's happening. Like, God is giving you some love, giving you some protection in a state that you had nobody. Even though you have this woman as in the mother of my child, you have someone who actually loves you for who you are. You have someone who you're going to be able to create and grow with you. And show you this version of you, the pure version, the version that's through the struggle and that you can help them never go through. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to embrace this. And when I found out it was a girl, I knew I had to man up. And I didn't think I could man up. But I'm manning up, and I'm proud of myself, and I'm proud of her for helping me man up. And she's easy. She's mature. But I think her energy understands that dad is a new dad, and she has to kind of mature quicker for dad, and she's doing that. So I'm proud of her as well, for sure.
That's so
sweet. Hey, that's beautiful, bro. That's beautiful. And congratulations. And you got a right to be proud of yourself, man, because, I mean,
absolutely.
Life is about decisions. Life is about decisions. And clearly there's something in you, bro, that, you know, keeps you – it's something on the inside. Right, that same thing that said, if you don't go to class, you ain't gonna go play football. That's not anything that your mother said. That's not something your father said. That's something that you have to say to yourself, right?
It's like a weird voice.
That you have to make for yourself.
I haven't really figured it out yet, but I know it's with me, and it's been with me since I was young. But it's kind of like it's not all I got. It's what I go to when I need it. But it's inside of me. But it's weird because it's literally like not me, but it's in me. But it's helpful. It's like very valuable to me. So it's kind of like that real God, godly, like a third, that voice we hear in our head. If we learn, if we embrace that voice and not follow it, but negotiate with it and understand who you are and that you're not what you hear in your head, that is something that you can actually bank off of and grow from, you will be such a different person that you won't even know who you are until someone else tells you who you are because you're just lost in growth. It's like something inside you wants you to grow, but your physical body isn't hearing it. So you have to go inside and hear it. That's what it is. It's weird, but it's real. It's weird, but it's real.
I totally understand what you just said.
Really.
I totally get it, right? I mean, ultimately, you said, folks, get out of your own way. You know, get out of your own way, but not only get out of your own way, right? Every thought that comes in your head, you shouldn't execute. Every thought is not a good thought. So you got to sift through those thoughts that come through your head, right? Because sometimes we want to go rob the bank. Sometimes we want to go slap somebody. Sometimes we want to go kill somebody, right?
Yeah,
just
or grab our
thought
phone
of it doesn't mean that you,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Listen, you got to pause, think it out. And ultimately, you know what? That's the difference between being proactive and reactive. We need to be more proactive and less reactive. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that's in prison, a lot of people that are dead because they were reactive versus
and amazing people,
thinking
though.
About it.
Amazing people.
Yeah. Tunchi, the name of the movement, bro, is Loyalty Over Everything. Why Loyalty Over Everything? It's clearly straightforward, speaks for itself, but why the name of the room? Why the name of the club?
I think it was something I wanted to, as a music artist or as a brand, I didn't really, you know, LME is something that I really like. Loyalty Means Everything is something that I really like embraced since I started music, but I haven't really applied it to Clubhouse. And it means a lot to me. And loyalty, that word means a lot to me. It means more than love. It means more than trust. There's a difference between all three of those words. And I feel like loyalty, if you look up the definition, has a little bit more power than love and trust and a little bit more responsibility. And I feel like that was something that, as a man, if I could show that throughout my life to anybody around me and also myself, being loyal to myself is basically if I say I'm going to do something, if my mom or if my girl told me not to do something behind their back and I'm behind their back and I want to do it, I can literally tell myself, you could be loyal and not do this because that's what you should be doing right now because that's what a loyal person does. A person who you trust, they could do it, and you still trust them because you never knew it happened. But a loyal person, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel the energy. You're going to know when your man come back or your girl come back to the crib and something not right. The energy is off, and loyalty is connected to energy. And I feel like loyalty means everything because if you're a loyal person to yourself first, it's gonna gauge the world. And then you have no worries. You don't have to worry about being a little young in the hood and what you're going through. All you got to do is stay focused. If you're loyal to yourself, those energies aren't even going to come about or come upon you. You won't have to worry about being involved in those type of actions or those crowds running through the projects or whatever because of your loyalty to yourself and your parents and your morals. So if you're loyal to yourself, you're good. If you're loyal to your homework, you're going to graduate. If you're loyal to your work ethic, you're going to make it to the league. You just got to be loyal to yourself, and it's going to go. It's going to go. But trust and love is kind of gray. It's kind of middle. You can't really – it's not black and white. It's kind of a lot to it. You can love people in different ways for different reasons. You can trust people for certain shit. And then it's a lot of shit that – to those two aspects of life that I really ain't got time for. So I just stick with loyalty. You feel me? Because it sums everything up, shit.
No doubt. No doubt. Bro, you talked about – at the top of the show, you talked about how you came on the app and you really wasn't focused on music, right? I mean, you just came on wanting to be yourself. And by being yourself and being organic and well, being authentic, it created an organic movement for people just wanting to know anything about what you were doing. So they automatically gravitated to your music. Where do you see Elamy Tucci from a music perspective 3 to 5 years from now?
3 to 5 years from now, I definitely know I'm going to have a mainstream impact on the world in a positive manner. But I want to make sure that my music and my platform that I grow is a platform that is going to be able to reach back to the kids who grew up like me. Rather than them enjoying my music, I really want them to be able to see me as a person. I want to be able to have that energy as a man to be healthy and be able to travel, be able to go to different neighborhoods and schools and really interact with people who can relate to me, because that's something we didn't have or we don't have. And I didn't have when I was younger. It'd be a lot of people trying to help us or counsel us or give us these programs, but there are people of not of our, we can't relate to these people. We can't relate to a Caucasian person who from the suburbs, and they truly want to help us. Their motive is to help us, but they can't relate to us. They just know how to help us by giving us these food programs and this money. But if we have people like me who have those motives to help you, give you food programs and money, but also with you, talk like you, relate to you, show you my music videos, and vibe out with the vibes that you grew up in, but still see, oh, this is a real man, and he ain't playing, and his tie is tied up the right way, and he's serious. He got dreads just like me and gold teeth, but the words he's talking and what my partners be talking, then I think I could change a lot of people before I go. And I ain't saying I want to change the world, but them 10 to 20 people I'm changing every day is going to turn to 20,000. And then that 20,000 is going to be able to go ahead and represent me when I'm gone. And then it's going, and then we can keep it rolling as the generations go. You feel me? So I just want to build a family tree, but not more of my family and my blood, but just with the word. A family tree that started with Tunchi, but they just took his values and his morals and his attitude, and they just executed. Because you could be a little nigga like me from the hood and graduated from college, but it's something to it. It ain't just that easy, but it ain't hard either. But it sounds crazy. Like, damn, I grew up doing this, and in these trap houses, and running around with these people, and I look like that type of attitude. I got tattoos and gold teeth and shit, but when I open my mouth, they hear and see a different person. You could be that person. You could be that person. So you don't have to. You could present yourself as whoever you want, but make sure when you open your mouth, it's who you want them to know and see. Then that's what you got to focus on. That's the right. Inside again. It's always inside and not outside, I promise.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's facts. And, bro, you are a dynamic example of it. See, I've always been a believer that, you know, no one is going to help you until you help yourself. And you have to be willing to invest in yourself. And investing in yourself actually consists of making sure that you know how to present to the right people. You know, because either you trying to handle business or you're not, because you can't like handle business the same way you conduct yourself in the street. You can be who you are in the street, but when it's time to handle business, like stop the nonsense. Let's handle business.
Yeah,
like, and I think you're a great example of that. You know what I'm saying?
I say it like the other day I was with my partners and we was in a car, we rapping, we chopping up, you feel me? Little shot of this, little shot of that, whatever. But then Xfinity called my phone, you know, the cable people, and I'm like, how you doing, sir? Yes, sir. Let me get my account number. And they look at me.
Exactly.
But I know they look at me
because
they ain't got that characteristic. And I'm like, I ain't even going to be embarrassed by what I'm doing, because I know I got a characteristic they want to have. But when they get on the phone, it's, what's up, Saudi? Hold on, let me, I don't know. Find my baby mom for that account. Now, I did pay that. And then it's a different interaction. Now you just presented a person who might not, the energy of the world don't want. But you could have checked yourself real quick, went into your mode, hung up, and then went back into your player shit, you know? So, great characteristics to have.
As necessary.
It'll get you far in life.
Necessary. You know, you know what I call it? That's a great segue. That's a great segue into this ghetto superstar. That's a great segue. Hey, into this ghetto superstar. Hey, this joint is called Dedicated, bro. Talk to us about it, because I got it on deck.
This Dedicated song, man, this was my first ever song I made. But I think it was in a time of I was still finding myself. I wasn't in this energetic person who can really present myself and speak on what I know so fluently. But I was really lost in I won't say demons and all that stuff, but I was just lost in what do I want to be? Do I want to get back out in these streets and go ahead and risk it all and don't care what happened? Or do I want to figure it out and get it right for behind me? And I think at that moment, I was on that, you know what, fuck it. I was a foster kid. It ain't really working out. I ain't got no resources that much. I'm about just giving my all, and then whatever happens, happens if they kill, you know? So I came with that energy and that attitude, but the words that I'm speaking is from what I needed to release. It's like my own counseling. A lot of stuff you're going to hear in this song is me releasing the demons that I needed to release so I could become this person I am right now. You feel me? I feel like if I didn't make that song, I would have been lost in life and an angry foster child. But after I made that song and I get to listen to it and hear it, it's like counseling. It's like, oh, you was a, you ain't need to be in that, man. I don't like that person you was, but I get to see it. And when I get back to that person, I can go back to that song and know, okay, you need to go back towards this way because you're creeping a little bit more towards this way. So that's all. It was my first song, but it was like my foundation of my whole life, bro. Right now, I use it for my foundation of my life, so I won't go back to this person I am in this song, for sure.
Hey, it's
I tell my story in this music, one day I know I'm gonna make it. Got some promise on my sisters and my mama, I won't break it. Got a bag full of hits, nigga, I'm just being patient. Trying to be the greatest, patience makes great, nigga. I was selling crack in the trap, that's motivation. Graduated college, on God, I'm blessed to make it. Take the resume too, so you know I ain't faking. Country young nigga, used to live with Jamaican. Dreads like a Haitian, fuck a vacation. We gon' work all day and night until we make it. Working like we ain't never make it. This pain, I can't break it. One day I'm gon' shake it. They call me Nandis, baby, but I'm riding in the latest. Coupe all black, take off like a spaceship. I just pray I make it. Bitch, I'm dedicated. I just pray I make it. I just pray I make it. If I don't, it's back to the trap, get it shaken. Gotta get my eggs quick, they killin' for the bacon. If they try to take me out, I'm going out blazing. 100-round clip at any motherfucker aiming. Nighttime or daytime, we are not training. Right pocket, black flag, nigga, I be ganging. Do it for my brother, rest in peace, my nigga brainless. Man, life shameless, the hurt left me painless. But I just pray to God I make it. First to crash out if we spray wick. Kept the pistol on me all night through the day shit. Click only hell seven niggas so I can't miss. Whoever did them drugs with my brother, you a straight bitch. Probably knew her plan, fucking nigga, it ain't changed shit. I'm just gonna embrace it, endure where the pain hit. Smoking on this dolly all night, stay faded. Nigga, I'm amazing, they gon' have to face it. Roll a back wheel full of kush, then face it. Keep me concentrated, now I'm in the matrix. Bitch, I'm in the matrix. I just pray I make it, I just pray I make it. Started at the bottom, young nigga elevated. Loyalty means everything, baby, that's my favorite. Fuck any nigga screaming gang, then trade it. Nigga two-faced, hoes so basic. Trying to get a mention for my family with the rape, bitch. I ain't trying to fuck tonight, but shorty, let me taste it. Hit her from the back, pull your hair and probably break shit. She be making faces, yelling can't take it. Told me I'm the greatest, daddy, you gon' make it. She gon' hold me down. I'm the shoes and she the laces. I can't fuck with niggas, but my daddy was a mason. These niggas be fake and God ain't blessed me with the passion. One day I'm gonna make it, cause bitch, I'm dedicated.
Dedicated L-M-E-Tunchi here Tunchi. Up in the Social Lab with us here, 9:54 p.m. here on the East Coast in the ATL, your girl. Hot Chocolate DM again, LME Tunchi with us here.
I appreciate y'all so much, man.
Hey, listen, check him out on all platforms, folks.
Yep.
YouTube. You can actually check out the visuals for all of these joints, actually. Party was at the top of the show. The Young M.A., Big LME. joint and then Dedicated, all three of these videos. Hey, run up the numbers. Find him on IG. He's on Twitter now. And, man, Clubhouse Elites, he's our CEO, folks. Man, I'm looking for big things from you, bro. And I'm here to help you in any way possible, man. I'm glad you had a chance to come through, pull up, so you can get
man,
an idea of what I do for
this
real.
Dope.
You know
hey, this
I mean?
Is dope, man. You got a great – this is dope. This is going to keep going and keep growing. And I can't wait to just see you on your own podcast, and you're going to watch. Just watch you grow, and I want to be here with you as well and help you grow. And I'm going to keep sending – I'm going to send more artists, actually. I'm going to send a list of artists that need to hop on and some influencers
let's
out
work,
here
bro.
Today. And, yeah, I got
like,
you.
Like, for
so
real, let's
this
work,
is great.
Bro.
The conversation is great.
Hey,
as real, as pure. It brings out you as a person more than the artist, which I love. The questions, the maturity of the host, Hot Chocolate, and you guys are just dope people, and you understand what you need to do. And I know y'all been prepared to do this before y'all got it done. And now y'all just executing on what y'all knew y'all could do. I love this shit. Shout out to
no,
the lab for real. It's lit.
No doubt.
Hey.
No doubt. We gonna work, bro. We gonna bro. Hey, so I wanna have you. I wanna have you back, bro, because it's so much more to talk about. We get a lot of questions about social media, so I really want to bring you back. Probably with a few other people, we can do a panel like Monty.
Okay.
We got to have Monty on, bro, because I hear so many success stories about how
right,
Monty works.
Time,
so I mean. We want to come back, and so we'll get that scheduled because I'm down with you. But before we get out of here, bro, I got to get your perspective on the chaos over. I think the video is called Montero, right? Lil Nas, Santanic, the whole Santanic situation, the shoe with the blood.
Those
I mean, is he
off,
doing too
right.
much, or is this straight expression? Is he doing too much, or is
as much as I
bro?
Love a good Air Mac, I am really disturbed by this.
I'm going to say three things that's going to help us all, y'all. So whoever listens, I'm going to say from three perspectives. So from the first perspective, just look at it as, if you look at it as this, a homosexual artist, you know what I'm saying, who has the ability to make a song as Old Town Road, which is very humanistic, and it's, you know, it has homosexual you know,
innuendo.
Mm-hmm. You know, something that we wouldn't understand because it went over our head. That's creative talent. That is a creative talent from a whole homosexual perspective, which is also something that is worth being notified and paid for millions of dollars because everyone doesn't have that ability to be from that world and present their world to us from our world. That's very talented. So that's I respect him for that. For two, very disrespectful what he has presented to society and understanding that he has a following of young men and women and presenting they aren't going to be able to understand. They might take it in a different manner that he didn't want them to or that he can't even take back now or that he shouldn't have done for no money. And that's something that I don't respect, and that's very disrespectful to our society. And even if it is his creative sense, he should have presented that in a different manner. And then we could have maybe, you know, learned whatever he's trying to present to us, which I don't fucking know, which is crazy to me, but could have learned maybe differently. And then, look, lastly, third, I'd be thinking, like, what if this little nigga not even gay? What if he ain't even homosexual? What if he doing this for the money and he's giving us what the industry wants him to give us so he can get his bag and then get up out of here. What if he is a puppet basically that has signed a deal to present a perspective to us men, us young men, that he doesn't really even believe in, but he just did it for the money. That's also disrespectful to our society. So I don't really fuck with Nas X at all. At all.
And you heard it just like that.
But the first perspective, that's just to get
honest and real.
Just to be subjective, you know, just to be subjective because that's talent. You made Old Town Road and some of my homies were singing that shit. But then when you figure out, damn, maybe it wasn't a horse he was trying to ride. Then you'd be like, damn. But then that is creative, but it's like, bro, you'd have had me embracing something that I might not have wanted to embrace because you gave it to me in a creative way that I didn't understand. but the world and the industry then made this shit the number one song and made us all sing and embrace something that we all don't fucking fuck with. You know what I'm saying, in a way? So that, it's tricky.
Well, you know,
not
I mean, you know, I'll say this, because we won't go into overdrive with this. You know what? Because this is, I just can't cut this off right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned to the Social Lab. Our special guest tonight, LME Tucci, is, we're going into overdrive. This is Social Lab, Team Muhammad Radio. I think you just dropped three very interesting points, right? I was in a room last night that I'm going to say I found myself in this room. And I saw this room started early on Clubhouse. I didn't know that it had been started by Lakeith, the actor Lakeith. And so we love him. He's a dope actor. And his mind is an interesting mind. But he started a room last night, and the name of the room was Lil Nas X is Fine, He's Not the Devil. So I thought that topic was so crazy, I had to go into the room. And I didn't know that Lakeith had started it, but I heard interesting perspectives, some off the wall, but some that even made me be like, interesting perspective. So one perspective was this. Lil Nas X has no responsibility to anyone.
Facts.
That was a perspective. He has no responsibility to anyone. You know, he's not raising anybody's children. Therefore, you know, he doesn't have any responsibility. And so I'm not sure I totally agree with that. However, there are many artists who feel like, listen, if you don't like what you see, turn off the TV. If you don't like what you're hearing, change the channel. Athletes say that, right? But Tucci, like, do artists, and I know you can only speak from your own perspective and you've just shared, but, I mean, have you ever felt like that at any way, that you just really had no responsibility for your artistry, your expression, your freedom of speech?
I think once we take on the fact that we're going to go to the studio and present a song after this studio session to the world, we're taking on that responsibility. You know what I mean? Like, we're taking on the fact that now we have to present our music to our fans or ourselves in a certain manner, because we have now jumped into that world of presentation. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, you know, sit back behind a computer and keep your mouth shut and not comment and stuff like that, perfect. But once we become artists, then now we are engaging into the culture, which now we have to move at a cautious pace, you know what I mean, and not be so reckless. Even if we don't have a child or a son that's looking up to us, you know what I'm saying, we still have to know there's another son that I'm impacting. So I do have a son. I do have kids. I do have nephews and nieces and people who are looking up to me as an artist rather than an immediate nephew or an uncle or a dad. You are an artist, so you do have influence as that of those natures. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. No, I do. I mean, as an artist, as a creator, you know, I was, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, as a spiritual person, right, I was a little taken aback by the satanic references, the sneakers with the blood. You know, for me, you know, my perspective is sometimes you can go overboard for the check, and sometimes you got to be able to say no. I've turned down many checks because I'm not going to subject myself. You know, I mean, I shoot, I produce, right? So I mean, I lived in Florida and had like a ton of cameras at one point. And everybody wanted to work out of my studio. Well, Florida is also a sex pot. So I got a lot of offers to shoot porn. And I had to turn it down. I had a bit hot chocolate. How large was my studio in Florida?
Like a perfect studio for some money, huh? To make some money from.
We could have been doing like multiple sets you know, doing porn. If I subjected myself just to the check, at some point you got to be able to establish a certain level of character, a certain level of values for yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Lil Nas X doesn't have values, right? Because it could be what you said, Tunchi. He could be a puppet on a string simply in it for the check. But there's a lot of people who are in it for the check, right?
But before you sign, he's not knowing that after you get this check, you might have to use this check to show the world you're not who you just presented you was. You're going to have to get on these networks, you're going to have to do these interviews, you're going to have to make these videos to show you're not who you was. Now you're just acted in a way for nothing because for free, honestly, because now that little $2 million you got, now you got to show the world who you're not at with that $2 million because it takes money to change people's mindsets again. You know what I'm saying in a way?
Absolutely. I mean, and I think what I got out of what you said, because I totally agree, is you got to be yourself. You got to be authentic because at some point the bottom's going to fall out. The bottom's going to fall out.
And I think it's him real quick. My last thing on him is I got some homosexual cousins, some real niggas too. You feel me? So I know what a homosexual is. And I said the last perspective because he don't even look like Shaw is still trying to learn how to be gay as he said he was gay. Like he's still doing too much shit like you know what I'm saying, he really trying to be a female. I think he see gay as he been a female right now, but gay as acting as a woman. So
right.
I think he really not gay because he acting like a woman and gay men don't act like women. You feel me? They just have tendencies of women, but they not about to go out here acting like a woman. They still knock your ass out. You know what I'm saying? So he still strong, buff young little nigga. Trying to act like a female, which I'll be like, this dude might not even be gay, bro. Like, he might be just doing it for the money. And that's just me giving him the benefit. That's what God told us to do, give people the benefit of the doubt. But you feel me? I just respect everybody, and I do have homosexual cousins, but he ain't homosexual. He doing something else. He doing too much. That nigga doing something else.
It's an interesting perspective, right? I mean, it's interesting perspective, right? But I mean, we've seen crazier. We've seen crazier. And what I know for a fact is we can't say what we won't do for a dollar. And I mean, come on. The dude is loaded at this point, right? Old Town Road sent him through the stratosphere.
Man,
And even this Montero, this demonic Montero video, although it's crazy, guess what? It was very well done. And it cost a lot of money to do it. For anybody who knows anything about video production, I mean, it's top notch. It's Disney quality, you know. So what is the point, folks? The point is this. Whether you're homophobic or whether you're super religious, right, this is what I'll say to you. There is this thing called freedom of expression, freedom of speech. We all have it. We all need it. We all should want it, right? We all should want to always be ourselves and be authentically who we are at all times. But this is what we don't want to do. We don't ever want to freaking sell our souls, and we never want to sell out to our community, right? Because at the end of the day, you will be held accountable. When you know better, you do better. I believe Lil Nas X is way too young. He's still trying to find himself, to your point.
Yep.
Right, Tunchi? He's still trying to find himself. And I think he has been influenced by dollars in a major way. This is what I'll say to the audience, wherever you are, whatever you're trying to accomplish, listen, your gift will make room for you. Be who you are. Be authentic. Okay. Tunchi done told you. Right? Tunchi is a story of resilience. That's why he on this platform tonight. He's an example. You know what I'm saying? He's an example. Get out your own way, but hold yourself accountable. But don't be influenced. Listen, when you start listening to other people, you take away from who you really are. Start listening more to yourself.
Ooh.
Tunchi, brother, like, I don't go into overdrive with too many people, but the fact that we have gone beyond – you know, the normal show. Listen, 25 minutes after the hour, bro, the show will be available to a podcast. You can go back and listen to this yourself. Man,
okay.
I respect you. Looking forward to doing doing work with you, and I'm gonna chop this up
more.
Too in some clips and write an article and put some of the clips in the article for you.
Okay, bet my man, for sure. I appreciate you, man. I really enjoyed. I enjoyed this conversation. I enjoyed y'all energy, and I'm really gonna tap in with y'all and just and learn y'all as people. Get y'all phone numbers and just FaceTime and just grow and just build a friendship as people, because y'all definitely this is a vibe. I fuck with this. I can do this.
Hell yeah. Hey, let's do it, bro. You welcome back here anytime. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you can come back co-host with us. You know what I'm saying? You can bring the whole crew back, co-host. I heard you talking about Butterflies. Hey, Hot Chocolate. Our whole Elite's crew, some of them are from the DMV. So they talked about this is an event coming up in April in the DMV. With a company, Butterfly
B-Mink
Lashes?
Fashion. It's a B-Mink Fashion. She do clothing apparel for women and men. But we're going to have a grand opening for her at a little Airbnb mansion. We're going to do it in the DMV. And just throw her an event because she's really passionate about her clothes, but she's very talented. But now we're just going to use Art Network as music artists and influencers on social media to help her grow her brand. And just bring it all back to the family. So if she win, we win. So we're just helping everybody.
Work. So you'll hear more on that coming up soon. Brother, again, much respect. I will check you out manana inside the Elite's room.
Facts.
And
yes, sir.
You're welcome back here anytime. Ladies
and
gentlemen,
L.E.
Tunchi. Hey, on Wednesday night, we got Claylicious. With us. Clay is she's been on Greenleaf, and she's playing in a new movie. She is playing James Cleveland's wife, Sister May, and she'll be hanging out with us Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Check you all out then. You'll have a safe
not everybody
evening.
Not everybody. Thank y'all. Love y'all.
Peace. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.